Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. So today I wanted to share a little bit of a story. It's kind of the concept of a story that I did episodes 14 and 15 on, and I just found it looking through my notes, and I was like, well, this is kind of cool, kind of seeing where it started and what it became, but I just really like how I wrote this. This was just kind of spur of the moment, writing these ideas down for the story. So, Act One. The fire crackled warmly as our main characters lay asleep. Setting is on the edge of the woods at a small campsite with a mini trailer. A deck of cards lay on a nearby picnic table with a lone bottle of sriracha. A chicken waddles its way over to one of the boys and begins pecking near his face. The boy is startled awake, startling the chicken. The chicken flies off to the other side of the campsite. The drowsy boy with some awesome bedhead rubs his head, puts on a jacket. He tends to the fire and begins to cook breakfast. As a sweet aroma of pancakes fills the air, the other friends wake up as well. The friends eventually meet around the fire, awaiting hot and tasty pancakes. The friends are as follows. Wrapped in a cozy blanket, the youngest of the group, Obi, cooking the pancakes. Leaf, holding onto a bottle of maple syrup like a teddy bear, still half asleep. Royce, with Avi nearby, petting their pet chicken, Koji. Leaf begins serving up pancakes to his friends, with one made special for Obi, topped with the bunny ears. Still tired, the friends eat the pancakes, mouths full, with not a word uttered. So that was the story. The story is, its name has changed many times, which kind of goes talking about coming up with ideas and brainstorming. And when you're coming up with ideas for a story, a lot of times things will change, and that's okay. Like, it should be this flexible, malleable medium of storytelling. But right now the story is called Under the Rupees. But yeah, so yeah, that's that story. And I wanted to dive deep into this a little bit, and like how when I'm writing stories, I try to put in things that I can relate to and that mean something to me, like a deck of cards that's relating to so many times playing games with a deck of cards, being at like scout camps and like Cub Scout day camps, playing cards, playing like Scum, like playing blackjack and playing war like so many times with my brother. So like good times. So it means something to me, and I put that into the story in a little way. And then the lone bottle of sriracha. I love sriracha. I love hot sauce. So just little things I put into the story that make me interested in it, and hopefully can relate to other people as well. And then the chicken I put in because this was kind of based off of Legend of Zelda and kind of Four Swords a little bit. But I had a really awesome experience on my mission, and I got to, well, I had to round up some chickens, and it felt very fitting, I guess, with being a fan of Legend of Zelda. It was really cool. So I just wanted to include that a little bit. And then I love breakfast pancakes. There's a, yeah, and then, yeah, so that's kind of the beginning of the story, getting the readers interested in it, but also getting me interested in it, like trying to try out these things. So when writing stories, when writing a novel or writing a script, like you need to be a fan of your work and you need to be interested in it. And if try putting those things in that are like, wow, this is an interesting dynamic. These are interesting characters. I like how this is being described. And if you're into it, then others may be too. So, yeah. And I don't know how this is going to come across, but I also wanted to share a little bit of the very rough version of a story that kind of is just was left in the proverbial like workshop or whatever, left on the drawing board. But it's in the same note, so I thought it was interesting. I made a note about its importance to introduce the main characters and their relationship to each other. This came from my screenwriting class, but also from my time being in an improv group. And in those first like two lines between each other, we wanted to introduce our relationship and possibly our names and the situation. And that was something that we practiced a lot. We did some exercises where you would give a line, say a line, or give a line to someone, they would respond, and then you would respond to that and create a skit or a sketch out of that. So, yeah. So, scene one was the friends chilling at their apartment, having just ordered Chinese food. They receive the Chinese takeout boxes, carry them back into the living room, and then having this inciting incident. So that's kind of normal life. They're going and getting Chinese food. The inciting incident is there's an extra takeout box that they did not order. So there's another little takeout box. They open it up, and there are four 20-sided dice in the box. They each pick up a dice, and then the power goes out. They can't figure out how to get the power back on, so they go by the light of lanterns and flashlights. And then they later go with the lanterns and flashlights and light the fireplace so they can see more clearly. By the light of the fire, they decide with their dice in their hands, might as well start a campaign of Dungeons and Dragons. This is the turning point. The first die is rolled and the game begins. I got some inspiration from like Jumanji. So, scene two, they begin learning how the game works and what the rules are. They roll their first critical fail and see how great the risks can be. So basically, the things that these dice roll affect the life around them. And one of the friends attempts to throw the dice away to just be rid of it. And after throwing the dice away, it later reappears in his pocket. These are just little dash things. They're not necessarily in consecutive order, I guess. So they continue playing through the game, mostly unwillingly, and have their first battle, like fight encounter, and figure out their respective classes in the campaign. So this is kind of establishing each character in their uniqueness and like one being a mage, one being a bard, so on and so forth. They defeat those enemies and level up, increasing their stats. Act two is the climax. They find a journal that was kept by someone who is in the same predicament that they are. And the next scene, they begin to realize that no one else can see the events of the campaign, though their world is being affected by it. They make a plan to escape the game, and each of them splits up on side quests to reach their goal. The turning point is during one of the side quests. They go up against the main antagonists who created the game and are victorious. There's a moral dilemma in returning everything back to normal. They return to their world but are forever changed and have learned a lot. So this is something that comes with, I think, Pixar kind of created. It's like your life before the story and kind of your life and how it's different after the story, the things that you've learned, how you've changed, how you've grown. And there needs to be that character arc or character development in some way, even if it's sometimes in stories, there'll be kind of like a flat character arc, but there's deeper things happening throughout that. So there's a lot of different options for that. For me, I like to go with having characters grow and develop as you come to know them better and have it be something that you can relate to and that can teach you something and help you to maybe get to know yourself better as well. So yeah, that's that story. I don't know if it ever had a name, but just thought it'd be fun to share it. And working on this podcast, I thought about the goal of having and I wasn't gonna make it known, but I thought might as well just make it known on here, having reaching 50 episodes by the end of the year. So kind of recording these episodes, trying out different things, experimenting with things, seeing how it goes. And I'd love to hear from you guys and some of the ideas that you have, the things that you're thinking about, the things that you have on your mind, the questions that you have with writing or creating. And a tip I guess I can give is just take your ideas and write them down. Start writing them down somewhere, whether that be in a note app or in a little notebook, in your sketchbook. Like, start writing those ideas down and allow them to grow and develop. And I love listening to the podcast, Creative Pep Talk by Andy J. Pizza. He talks, one of the things that he talks about a lot is how this idea of self-excavation, that leads into self-expression. So digging deep into who you are and sharing that, sharing yourself and your passion through the work that you make, and kind of having the things that you create connect to you, and to be real. Like, you can't pretend to be someone who you are not. It's so much more beneficial to be yourself and to be honest with others so that they can truly understand you. Because if you're not being yourself, then people learn how to understand someone else, not you. So it's like there can be a journey in finding yourself and finding who you are and sharing that with the world and finding the things that you care about, the things that you love, and seeing how that can bless and help and strengthen others that are around you. If you're a writer, what in writing made you want to be a writer? If you're an illustrator, he asks, like, what in illustration made you want to be an illustrator? What inspired you? What are those things that hit you in the deepest way? And one of those things for me, of course, is Hayao Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli, and those things inspired me to be an illustrator and to dig deep into that. Jake Parker is an illustrator who inspired me to be an illustrator. Andy J. Pizza is an illustrator who inspired me to be an illustrator. The works of Walt Disney, and actually also the works of, his name just left my brain, Norman Rockwell. I had a giant book growing up that my dad had, and it was always just laying around. It's the picture of him drawing like a portrait of himself. And his works really inspired me, even if it was just like subconsciously. But those are the things that inspired me. And he breaks it down into finding your gift. Like, one, find your gift. Your gift is your taste. Two, find your people. Finding where you fit in tells you more about yourself. Three, find your difference. And like, what makes you stand out? What makes you different? All of a sudden, your differences are obvious when you're together. When you're around all these people that have so much in common with you, you're able to maybe see those differences better. And these are some notes I took from his podcast I just wanted to share. I can't remember what episode it is. I'll try to see if I can figure that out and maybe put it in the show notes. But yeah, those are some ideas and thoughts that I've been having that have been on my mind. And it's important that you're a fan of your work, that you love your work. Like, first do the work, the writing, the drawing. Do it for yourself. Like, don't do it for trying to be popular or whatever. Do it for yourself and see the great things that come of that. And the call to action for today, or the call to adventure, as Andy J. Pizza calls it, is to, if you're struggling with what to do next, I would say just take a bite out of that giant cookie of what to do next. And whatever that may be, even if it's like the bare minimum, like if you want to write a book, opening up a Word document and typing some ideas, or if you are wanting to get into a better like fitness, going and putting on your shoes, walking out the door to go on a walk. Or if you want to learn how to cook, cooking something, or just pulling out some ingredients that could lead to cooking something. So doing that thing, taking that that little bite out of that giant cookie of what's next. And I know it's going to be delicious and you're gonna enjoy it. And even if it's tough at first, you'll be able to learn a lot, and that momentum will build, and yeah, it'll be good. So thanks for joining me on this late night podcast. See you guys next time. Peace.